Okay, now are you finally ready? I think we're warmed up.
Hi, I'm Russ.
And I'm Sean.
And we're two number jurors who have been making silly things together since we were 10 years old.
From radio shows to home movies.
Parody commercials and Terminator spoofs.
Indie films.
Horror shorts.
And now a porn. Now a film review porncast? Podcast. I can't read your handwriting.
Zip. Mm. We're going to mispronounce words.
Forget people's names.
And most importantly, have fun.
This is just another review podcast.
Ooh. Ooh.
I like Ooh. This and you like that. It's just another review podcast. We pick a show, sit down and chat. Now listen to the start of our show, because it's now.
It is now. What is now?
What is now? The Just Another Review podcast talking about Juror number 2.
Oh, good old Clint Eastwood movie.
Yeah, it's a 2024 film. Clint Eastwood did such films like The Unforgiven.
Great film.
Bridges of Madison County.
Worst film.
What? Come on now. Mystic River.
Pretty good film.
Million Dollar Baby.
Really good film.
Sully.
Not so good.
Did you watch Sully?
No, I did. Yeah, I'm just guessing.
So last time I was like, watch Sully.
Did you like it?
Yeah, Sully's good.
Sully's good?
Sully's good.
Oh, wait. He also did the one with Get Off My Lawn.
Like where it's
El Camino? Yeah, no, probably. Not El Camino. What's it called?
But you're right, it's
California.
All...
What's it called?
Well, I mean, great question. You talk. I'll tell you exactly what
it's okay. called. Okay. Unforgiven, great film. Great film. But we are talking about Juror number 2, his latest film. Not so great film. Stars Nicholas Holt, who plays Justin Kemp.
Yeah, I think it was Gran Torino.
Gran Torino, that's it.
I think it was Gran Torino. That's what
Gran
you said?
Turismo. No, I didn't. I said El Camino.
El Camino. Which is that was the was that the precursor show or the
episode? It was the post-quel of Breaking Bad.
Which is Jesse, right? And the car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nicholas Holt, you know him as Nux from Mad Max Fury Road or the little kid from that Hugh Grant Christmas movie.
Right, which I think is, what, 20 years old now?
Oh, it's really old.
Yeah.
What's that movie called?
About a Boy.
About a Boy.
No, right. I think they did.
Was he the boy it was about?
Yeah.
Okay.
But you know who else is in About a Boy? Toni Collette.
Okay.
Who's in this movie?
Oh, dang.
Playing Faith Kilbrew.
Oh, she's also Annie from Hereditary, which we've reviewed. Russ really liked it.
I like. Well, who doesn't like Hereditary?
And she's from...
Tell me.
She's the mom in The Hail Sixth Satan. Sense.
Hail Payton.
The Sixth Sense.
I see dead people. I watched Sixth Sense again. I rewatched it recently.
I don't think I've seen it forever.
I just rewatched it.
It's Does good. It have any... Now that you know he's a ghost? It's
still good.
Is it?
Still fun.
Okay.
Because then you're the whole time you're like... How clever is this?
I still haven't seen Trap yet.
Yeah, that's a movie.
Yeah.
If you don't like Juror number 2,
probably won't like Trap.
I don't know if you're going to like Trap because it's just like.
Well, I liked Unbreakable and not many people like that one.
I think a lot of people like Unbreakable.
Did they?
I think a lot. Like people don't like Lady in the Lake or Lady in the Water.
Oh, whatever. I haven't seen that one.
Yeah, either. People don't like that movie.
Oh, okay, skip that one.
Let's just, you know, M. Night Shyamalan is a director and so is Clint Eastwood.
Mm.
Both great directors. You don't like this movie, you're admitting already.
No, look at the cast though. J.K. Simmons is in this,
and Chris Mancina.
Oh, okay.
Do you know who Chris Mancina is?
I know, obviously, now that I'm putting it together, I know who he is in this movie.
Yeah.
He's in other things, too. What's the Sharp Objects?
Oh, you never seen Sharp Objects?
No, I've never. I've just played with them.
Talk about your scar.
Yeah.
No, seriously, talk about it.
Oh, I just about cut my finger off the other day.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, my workhorse collapsed on my finger and went. Yeah, I had to go a nice trip to the hospital on my wife's birthday.
By workhorse, he means his penis.
Yeah, my workhorse, my penis, cut my finger in two. They had to stitch it back on, and I had to cancel my wife's birthday dinner.
That sucks.
But you know what?
I'm sorry. Did you get her flowers?
No, but I got her an hour and a half masseuse.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Not you.
No, not me. And I cut my finger when I was doing something nice for her, trying to refinish our dining room table.
Best intentions.
Yes, I had good intentions and it failed miserably.
So Sharp Objects is a miniseries on the HBO. Stars Amy Adams and co-stars Chris Mancina. I really like Sharp Objects.
Okay. He's from something else too. He looks familiar. I mean, obviously.
He's in a lot of movies.
Yeah.
Julia and Julia, also with Amy Adams. I don't know.
Kiefer Sutherland's got a small role in this.
Yeah. He'll be in the sequel.
Right. He plays David in The Lost Boys, another film I watched over the Christmas break.
He all his roles start with D, like Doc from Young Guns.
Doc, David,
Cedric Yarbrough is in this. He plays Marcus, and Zoe Deutsch plays Allison, which is the wife of Nicholas Holt's character.
Okay, small role. I don't think she says too much at all.
Well, she says things.
Does she?
She has a...
Does she pass the Oedipus complex rating?
Meaning?
Not the Oedipus. What's your women rating thingy?
Oedipus is like loving your mom.
I know. I'm just trying to be funny.
Oh yeah, we used to do
what was it called? The Bechdel.
The Bechdel test.
Bechdel?
So the Bechdel test, there's three ways to rate the Bechdel test. Are the female characters who have names?
Right.
Do they talk to each other? Do the female talkers talk to each other? And do they talk to each other
about
anything sex. Other than men?
Okay.
Right? So yes. Like many movies don't pass it because they'll have a female character in there, but they don't have a name. They don't actually talk to each other. They just talk to other men and beef up other men character. Or if they do talk to each other, they're just talking about male characters in the film. So does it pass the Bechdel test? At one point she talks about men. Toni Collette comes to the house. I mean, I think it does. I think it does. I'm going to say it does test. It's on the line. It's on the edge. You could probably argue both ways.
So this movie was so good, it cost $35 million to make, but only made $21.3 million back.
Yeah, and I assume that's
it. They did not hit the mark on this
movie. It's free now on Crave or HBO Max. So I don't think it's not going to
be OG. I object to this movie.
Oh. This could be Clint Eastwood's last film.
Oh.
I just want you to.
Why do you say that? Because he's old?
Freak, he's in his 90s.
Oh. Pretty ambitious for a 90-year-old to try and direct a feature film, eh?
I mean, when you're Clint, he's like a one-take wonder, man.
Yeah.
Here's a synopsis.
Okay. Justin's an average Joe called upon to do his civic duty.
Jury duty.
Speaking of duty,
hey-o.
With a pregnant wife at home, Justin joins the jury for a high prolific domestic violence trial, only to realize the true murderer is him.
Juror number two?
It's the ABC Afternoon Special.
Juror number two?
Directed by Academy Award winner and one take wonder, Dirty Harry.
He did direct Dirty Harry, didn't he?
He was Dirty Harry.
But I think he directed aspects of Dirty Harry. Like, I think
there was a few of them. Was that one
of his first directorial debuts?
I'm not sure if he directed the first one.
Okay. I mean, there were.
Well, I'm saying I don't know. I think
it's like the good, bad, and the ugly, right? Like there was many versions. What are you
calling ugly?
I mean.
Have you seen the good, bad, and
ugly? You know who I'm not calling ugly? Zoe Deutsch.
Sergio Leone movie. Sergio? Is
Spaghetti Western?
Really good. Really long, but really good.
Yeah, I think I tried to watch it, actually, and I didn't get through it.
That's okay. It's long and drawn, but man, is it really well filmed. Holy cow. There's things that are stolen from that movie still to this day, I imagine. Oh,
yeah.
Certain composition and framings and all that kind of stuff. So
Clint Eastwood's 94 years old.
94.
Is this his last movie?
And you can tell because this movie was not very good.
So you don't, what about this movie?
I don't know if it was boring, but it just played out like an after school special. Like it was just like this could have easily been just an hour kind of one-off mini series. Yeah. You know what I mean? I don't think it really played well as I don't know how long it was, probably 2 hours, hour and 45 minute.
Probably not time. 2 hours. Yeah. Probably less.
Yeah. 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 But yeah, exactly. It was totally lackluster. It was something that maybe you would see on the Hallmark Network.
It's an hour and 54 minutes.
Ah, would have been so much better had they tried to make it more of a thriller. Like they let us know
right away
that Nicholas Holt, what's his name in this
Holt.
Justin, the main protagonist.
Spoiler.
Or is he an antagonist?
Spoiler alert.
You know who sucks? But you find out within the first 10 minutes anyway. You find out that
you don't know for sure.
Right.
You know, as the movie goes along, you realize that it is actually him who did it.
Yeah.
But
and you find out pretty early.
Yeah, you find out pretty early that he is confused. He thinks, oh shit, was I the one that hit this girl?
Right.
Like he's on this jury where in a case where he actually might.
How ridiculously convenient.
Yeah.
Like well, pretty weak plot point.
Well,
not I weak, mean, but
you got to get past that right away.
Because I guess
that's the whole
like, what is the chances of that happening?
But I mean, that's why they made a movie about it.
Yeah. Anyways, so he's on the jury up for a guy that's been framed for murdering his girlfriend because they got in a fight in a bar, but instead she was actually hit and run by Justin, Nicholas Holt's character, or whatever like that. But Nicholas, Justin, whatever you want to call him, about a boy, you know, goes through the paces of, and he's wishy-washy. At first he's like trying to kind of...
Well, he thinks he can do the right thing. He thinks, well, can I disqualify this case?
Like, right.
Can I get this case thrown out?
So Not only can I save my ass, but can I save this guy too?
Right, okay. Exactly. So he's always protecting himself, but he's trying to do the better thing. And then he gets the advice of like, no, that won't work because it will get retried or whatever.
Yeah.
Like you either have to convince everyone that he's innocent, or you have to...
Yeah, I just think this movie would have been so much better had they not revealed that he did the hit and run, and just have him play the same games throughout, and then let us think, like, why is he this and that? Why is he teeter-tottering so much this and that? And then in the third act, reveal right. to us that, oh, but I think
what
shit.
What the movie wants you to do is go on that journey of, like, is he
his
right?
journey?
Yeah, right? Go on his journey of like, well, is I'm just it right saying, or wrong?
It would have been better if it was a thriller.
You would have enjoyed it.
I would have enjoyed it.
But I don't think that was the intention of the movie. The intention of the movie is to ask some very important questions.
And go through sort of his like, anxiety of trying to do all this but, or what have
or
you.
What is the right thing to do? Like, so you can convict a guy with a bad, or like with a gang ties who's not a great guy. You can convict him, send him to jail but he's innocent. Or you can convict a good guy who made a mistake.
Right.
So what would you do?
I don't know. I don't know what I would have done, but, you know, if he truly was innocent and a good guy, he should have just taken his chances and confessed and just let the chips where they fall or may or right. whatever that saying is.
Let the chips fall where fall. They may.
Yeah.
Wait the fall.
Let the chips fall where they may.
And, the
you know. Yeah.
So
but again, he was a recovering alcoholic, and even his lawyer said, hey, you know, it doesn't look good right. on you. You just came from a bar. You ordered a drink, and then you got in a car.
Right.
You'd already been convicted of a DUI. You know, right. No one's going to believe your innocence.
Exactly. So it's not right. going to be an accident. It's going to be seen as almost like manslaughter.
Because, right.
I don't know legal terms. But, yes,
but had exactly. he just done the right thing at that night, he could have been... had a sobriety test, you know, he could have got a blood alcohol right. test.
But he didn't think he hits anybody. He just thought he hit a deer.
I hit a deer.
It was raining.
Yeah, I guess.
Did he lose his so, and there's a whole thing that ties to this part of like his wife is having a risky pregnancy. An affair.
Oh no, that's a different
and so,
movie.
And so they're having a baby, but they're alluding, and they refer to it as that they lost their first kid. So there's this whole tension of like, why is he upset? So he's not there necessarily because he's an alcoholic. That's part of it, but he's mainly there because he's grieving and he's stressed. And I couldn't really understand the timing of it. Was it right before she had a miscarriage, or was it after the miscarriage? And that's why he was upset. I wasn't quite sure about that timing. I don't know if you recall that.
It was after. Did after. They have twins or something?
Right,
like
and they
that?
Lost the twins or something like that.
Yeah,
so there was
yeah,
like, yeah. So, anyways, there's this that was all played into like the drama and like his emotions and all of that. That was part of why he, you know, why you kind of wait. Like, is this a good guy with bad luck, or does he deserve to go to jail?
Such a good cast, though, and mm-hmm. just fell short. You know, with all that star-studded power, could have been just so much better. So okay. much better.
But well, or enjoy what it was. Don't think about what it could have been. Enjoy it for what it was.
I guess so. Maybe I just saw the caliber of talent.
Right.
That
you just thought you were getting into
something. Dirty Harry had in front of him, and he did us dirty instead. You know what I did like about this what? Movie?
Spoiler.
Spoiler. The very final shot.
Right. So like,
and not only because the movie was ending, but
it's like yeah. what happens next?
Yeah, exactly. The district attorney finally got a conscience, and you know, you know, despite the career ramifications that she would have had over, you know, turning the case that she had just spent so much time getting a conviction for, you know what I mean?
Probably elected.
And got a promotion because of it.
Or elected.
Yeah, elected. Yeah, they elect district attorneys, I guess.
Yeah, yeah,
exactly. Have you ever voted for a district attorney?
Well, I live in Canada.
Okay, we don't do that here.
We don't do that here.
Okay.
It seems interesting, though.
It does. How would you know who to vote
for? Do you vote for sheriffs, too, in the States?
I think sheriffs are appointed.
Okay.
Yeah. Vote for district the district attorney.
Oh!
After you vote it's for
so
them.
So corrupt.
Oh, geez. It's like everything. I object.
We should call Matt.
Matt. Oh, you mean on the phone, not just out loud.
Matt.
Can you hear me?
Matt. Do you want to read this?
Do I?
that's awesome.
No, it's not.
You suck.
It does suck. You go first.
So I say if it's better or worse than The Great Outdoors.
Right. And The Great Outdoors is your barometer for just an average movie.
Just an average movie.
So it's either below or above average for you.
Yeah, like 50%. You know, there's good things, there's bad things, but not a terrible movie. I think pretty much it was like a Great Outdoors film. Like there was good things and bad things. I really enjoyed the last 30 minutes, kind of to your point of the last scene is pretty interesting. It's not as fun as Talking Raccoons, but you know, I enjoyed the thought experiment of it.
Okay. You know how you could have rated it? You could have used my JARP rater.
So what does that mean?
Well, that's a scientific calculator.
Scientific?
Mathematical scientific calculator that I use, and I input data into it, and outputs an average of that data for me, so I can make a justified rating, and so I can actually have a system where you could go back in time and look at all my JARP ratings, and you could actually curate a list if you actually wanted to do so.
I just splooged.
Yeah, if someone actually does curate a list and goes back and does,
no one's going to do that.
Well, if someone did, no, I'm trying to offer somebody something.
Okay, well, what would you do?
I will. Let Russ give you a blowjob.
Wow, what a that sounds really great. Thank you so much
for welcome
me for that.
Both, it's a win-win situation for everybody.
For you?
For you and the receiver and me, because I get to take pictures and laugh.
And you get
it's just more content for us, right? Data,
right?
No, it's so. Something we can add at the beginning. Content. We've made an actual porno. I give this a 2.25. The best thing about this movie was the very last shot. Could have been so much better with the caliber of director and actors. Some small changes could have turned this into a decent thriller. I would not recommend this movie to anybody to watch.
Oh wow!
No,
it's free.
Pass
it's
not it.
Free. You have you're in,
it's not free. It's 2 hours of your time that your you time, will not get.
Time
back.
Is money.
It is
HBO Max.
Time is precious.
Crave in Canada,
like the movie about fat girls.
Oh my gosh! I think it's a fine movie. It is a definitely at home movie. It's a pop. You know, get some popcorn and talk about it afterwards.
Sure. Or don't.
I watched, speaking of Nicholas Holt.
Yeah, you went and saw a Nicholas Holt movie.
In the Nosferatu.
Supposedly there's a penis in that movie.
Yeah.
A prosthetic penis.
I'm sure there is.
And the director gifted it to him.
Robert Eggers?
Yeah, gifted it to Nicholas Holt after the movie was over. I've seen a picture of him holding it up.
I'm trying to think of when the penis was. Is it the Dracula's penis?
You're the one that saw the movie.
I don't.
Like, you saw the penis.
It's a very stylish, beautiful
movie. You saw the penis.
I would say a little bit style over substance in this one.
Okay.
Whereas, you know, substance over style with Juror Number Two, style over substance with Nosferatu.
My movie film friend Aaron really liked Nosferatu.
It's a really good movie.
So the sound design was really good?
Yeah, it's done very well.
Okay.
I just did not, the whole time I was thinking about Bram Stoker's Dracula.
You were thinking Francis about
Ford Coppola. I was thinking of like your, wow.
Yeah, how he wants.
I want my dick sucked.
What? Wow. Seriously, this is what you were thinking about during Nosferatu?
I want to bust a nut!
He wants to bust a nut.
I feel...
what does that even mean? He's a squirrel
trying
to get a nut.
It's a great question.
To move that butt, get your dance floor.
It's a good movie. I just thought about...
Busting nuts.
Busting nuts all the time. They make a lot of interesting choices. I definitely think from the whole like Dracula perspective, it's really cool to see as part of that world. If you enjoy vampires,
have you seen The Lighthouse? Did you watch The Lighthouse?
Yeah, yeah. I like Robert Eggers movies, The Northman, and
The Northman was really good.
Yeah, I like all those movies.
Yeah.
I like Nosferatu. I just because it's like almost sometimes shot by shot, scene by scene of a story that we know. Like he did Dracula. He did Bram Stoker's. I don't know. There is some weird thing about
it's the story of Dracula.
He did the story of Dracula. So he didn't like. But he obviously had his own visual style.
Who's the Van Heisling? Is he in it?
No, no one is called Van Heisling.
The Vampire Hunter.
Yeah.
Is there a Vampire Hunter in it?
No.
Oh.
William Defoe plays like the doctor. Okay, there's
Doctor
like,
Hunter?
There's like there's the, because you know in the Bram Stoker's there's like those three guys. There's like the courageous guy, and then there's the doctor guy.
And the weenie doctor.
And so those characters are there.
Okay.
But they're played by, you know, obviously different.
Is Nicholas Holt's Depp's husband?
Nicholas Holt is Lily Rose Depp's husband, yes.
Right.
And then she has like an affair with Dracula
Nosferatu. Right, because he like he mesmerizes her. Right, seduces, good word. Yeah. Is she good in it? There's been.
Yeah, she's fine in it.
As good as she was in The Idol?
Yeah,
I don't know. Get a Golden Globe nod for
it? I mean, I think people. I didn't leave that film going like Lily Rose Depp. Right. She's the next Mickey Madison. Like,
right.
I don't know. Like, I
mean, she doesn't do it for
she's
you.
She's fine.
Okay.
She's fine enough for me. What have you been watching?
I watched The Challengers.
Yeah, great movie.
Yeah, it was pretty good. At first, it started not slow, but it was just like, again, it almost started like after school special. I don't know if it was the way it was filmed or something. Seemed very video-ishy to me.
I do like dramas.
Okay. No. And then as it went along, it got better and better and better. So, and it ramped up. Obviously, I really wanted to watch it because of the Trent Reznor, Atticus Ross score to it. Yeah, they won the Golden Globe for that. So that intrigued me. I watched it after the Golden Globe saying, oh, I didn't know he did the score, and I quite like what he does.
Oh, Trent Reznor, he talks too much.
Yeah, he did the Social Network score, and he did
Gone
Girl.
Gone Girl.
Yeah, really good movie.
Does he work with who did Gone Girl?
David Fincher.
Does he work with David Fincher a lot? I feel he's like
done
he
a
does.
Couple with him. Yeah, I think he did.
You do
Girl with Killer? The Dragon Tattoo. Girl with the Dragon.
Did you Killer on the Netflix?
Yep.
Yeah.
There you go. Probably. I think he's his go-to now.
Yeah.
Challengers, pretty good. Good.
Good movie.
Zendaya.
Do you say tomato or tomato?
I have no idea.
Or do you say Zendaya?
Review.
Schedule.
Anyways, did she deserve a nod for this performance?
Yeah, I think she's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That good, though?
Yeah, I think she's good.
I thought she was good, but I don't think she deserved a nod.
Like you mean from like the film critics at large?
Yeah, I don't think it was.
I think, you know, she's a really good actor. She's very talented. She's in probably one of the best movies of the year that no one's talking about, Dune 2. She's just a really good movie star presence.
And she's marrying Spider-Man.
And she's marrying Tom Holland. I don't know.
She's good for sure.
Deserves whatever they want to give her. I'm all in.
You almost said it.
No, I would never say that.
Oh my goodness. A little bit more Taylor Sheridan for you. I couldn't sleep one night, and so I watched Wind River as I was sick over the
Wind
break.
Wind River.
Watched it from about 3:30 till 5:30 in the morning.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Great time to watch Wind River.
Great time to watch. A great, great detective thriller story set in the backcountry of the Wyoming Reservation. Stars
Hawkeye.
Yeah, Jeremy Renner and one of the Olsen sisters.
And
the eldest Olsen sister. The one that's
WandaVision.
Not worth billions of dollars. Yeah, WandaVision.
You don't think, okay.
Yeah, no, she's worth money, but her sisters definitely are not worth stinking, billions stinking rich.
Because they own like fashion empires.
Yeah. And they really, from their Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen days, that grew into fashion empire. Oh, right. And yeah, who knows about fashion?
Not us. We don't know about anything.
And
thanks for listening to the podcast.
Watched Wicked with the girls. They thought it was Wicked.
Wicked. I liked Wicked.
I didn't mind it. Yeah.
I had a great time.
It was
entertaining.
Girls really liked it. They thought it was one of their favorite movies all year, so yeah, they really quite liked it.
And who's the best?
Mm-hmm. She's funny.
Who's the best?
She's pretty annoying, though.
Fuck off.
Come on, she was.
No, she's not. Ariana Grande.
Russ told me to fuck off. I call her Oreo Grande.
Oreo, why?
I don't know, because it's funny.
Is it?
Is it a race? Are you being racist? You just kind of giggled. Well, am I racist? Yeah, I'm racist.
I don't know if it's
Well, she's white as white.
Okay.
She's white as the middle.
But I don't think she has. I think there's.
I just call her Oreo Grande.
Oreo Grande, I get it.
Okay. Yeah, just like an Oreo cookie.
Just asking.
Yeah, or like a big stuffed Oreo, you know?
You know, Wicked could win. Maybe. Some Oscars.
Yeah.
Never know.
Never know.
Cynthia Erivo?
Never know.
Never know what
could be quite popular.
Popular.
I like The Bad Robot. I think that's my favorite family movie.
I think it's called Wild Robot.
Wild Robot. See, I obviously didn't like it that much. I can't remember the... Yeah.
From J.J. Abrams.
Oh, there you go. That's why I screwed it up. And it's still a robot in the forest.
Did not win Best Animation.
Flo did.
Which I hear Flo is good, too. I haven't watched either of those movies.
I have access to it, but I haven't watched it yet.
Classic.
Anyways,
should we do a random movie trivia game?
Do what?
Random movie trivia game.
Sean's never seen these questions. I've never seen these questions. We're going to
Subliminal messaging. Take this card.
We're going to ask.
Take this card.
Four questions each.
Fucking cheater.
Whoever gets the most questions right wins.
Okay, I think you went. You asked first last time. I'm going to ask first this time.
Okay.
Last week you asked first. This week I asked first.
The fact that you remembered that.
Okay, well. Who is Sully's sidekick in Monster Inc.? Jack, Billy, or Mike?
Mike. I'm so glad you gave me options.
Correct.
Lost in America stars Julie Haggerty and what actor who is also the director?
Lost in America?
Lost in America stars Julie Haggerty and what actor who is also the director?
Orson Welles.
Albert Brooks.
Wrong answer, motherfucker!
Yeah.
Okay, whatever. A bit of a theme from last week. What movie features the song Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head?
Raindrops keep falling on my head.
Dun, dun, dun. And it's about a 3.5 minute... music video in the middle of this movie while they play the song. They play the whole thing and it's a montage in the middle of the movie.
Notting Hill doesn't have that movie.
Time's up. Hurry. Make a guess.
I don't know.
Think of trivia from last week.
Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
No.
It's a motherfucker.
Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
Okay, dude, I haven't seen that.
Okay, I know that's on the list now.
All right,
but it's such an amazing movie.
Yeah, I believe you. I need to see it.
Oh, it is an amazing.
That's not the one where they're both like movie. Spoiler alert for a movie I've never seen. It's not one where they're both like die at the end because they're in the gun shootout. Is it?
Russ.
I said spoiler alert.
Yeah. All right. Yes.
It's like an 80-year-old movie.
Yes, it is.
I feel like I've seen that scene.
Okay.
Which is unfortunate. Probably. I don't know anything about the movie, but
that's okay, though, because everything else leading up to it is pretty awesome.
I'm sure it is.
Yeah. Fantastic.
It's like movie. If someone said, Thelma and Louise, it's those two girls that
die at the end.
Right off a cliff.
Do they die, though?
Harvey Keitel.
Or do they open up the convertible hatch and they parachute down?
Okay.
Whatever. There we go.
What actors' films include Kickboxer, Street Fighter, and Universal Soldier?
That would be Mr. Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Van Damme.
All right. That's just one for me and one for you. What character famously said, frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn? Said that. Not frankly, the actor, the character.
Right.
This actor played.
Great. Isn't that like Gone with the Wind or something like that? Or Humphrey Bogart or...
Yep.
Like,
That's right.
Chuck Norris.
Oh, man. So close.
Wrong answer, motherfucker!
Brett Butler.
Not...
Rhett. R-H-E-T-T.
Sure.
Rhett.
Is it from Gone with the Wind?
I'm pretty sure it is. Doesn't say here, but I'm pretty sure it is. And it is Humphrey Bogart.
No, it's not Humphrey Bogart.
Yeah, it is.
You think so?
Humphrey Bogart from Gone with...
No. That's Rex Harrison or something like that. I'm making up names. But that's
the, Billy Johnson.
The
guy I gave a blowjob to.
The Humphrey Bogart one is like planes, like...
The little midget that goes to play, the plane.
Yeah, that's the what's that one? It's like classic cinema.
You can't say midget
classic
anymore.
Cinema here. Like they're in like Africa or something like that, and it's during World War II, and they're
and he slaps the girl. It's just like, frankly, I don't give a damn. Yeah. She was trying to tell him something important. He slaps her. I don't give a damn.
What the fuck is that movie called?
Don't have access to my coin.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry.
Whatever.
Okay. Like
we're doing a film
podcast and we don't even know.
Okay.
True or false? None of the robbers get out alive in the 1995 film Heat. True or false? None of the robbers get out alive in the 1990 film Heat.
That would be true.
That would be false because Val Kilmer does.
Oh, that's right. Shit.
With his girlfriend.
You're right.
Bill,
damn it.
Girlfriend.
I just jumped to conclusions.
Yeah, that's okay.
Ask me, you ready? Got one more.
Yeah.
What Ethan Hawke movie depicts a futuristic society that practices eugenics and genetic discrimination? Ethan Hawke
is
eugenics.
Yeah, is this
genetic discrimination?
Isn't that what his wife is into? Uma Thurman. Is Uma Thurman and Ethan Hawke married? Yeah,
they got divorced.
But they have a child who's now an actor.
Yeah. Thurman.
Yeah.
No, a Hawke. She's a Hawke.
Yeah, she's a Hawke. Maria Hawke something.
Maria Hawke. Uma Hawke.
Uma Hawke.
Tomahawk.
Oh my gosh,
that's racist.
I don't know what I'm gonna. It's like. Clone or something. It's like a one word.
Wrong answer, motherfucker!
Gattaca.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn is the line from the 1939 film Gone with the Wind, starring Clark Gable.
I knew it.
Not Humphrey Bogart.
Not Rhett Butler.
Not Brent Butt and Vivian Leigh.
Okay. Mm-hmm. How many do I... Oh, I just have one right? Jean-Claude?
You've got Jean-Claude, right? Okay. I have right?
You just got one.
Okay, here we go.
This is the tiebreaker.
Okay. Room 237 is a documentary about what movie? Room 237 is a documentary about what movie?
The Shining.
Yeah, that's good for you. You win.
Woohoo!
Right, because I don't have any more questions.
That's right.
Good for you, man.
Good for me. Bad for you.
So, what we've learned from this podcast is that we should both watch Humphrey Bogart movies, Gone with the Wind.
You need to watch Butch Cassidy.
And Butch Cassidy, so that's good. Right? Starring Robert Redford and Paul Newman.
That's right.
Right. There you go. So
I knew it was in it. Featuring what song?
Raindrops
there you go.
On my head.
There you go.
What's the Singing in the Rain? Where's that from?
Singing in the Rain.
I'm singing in the rain.
Correct.
Okay, bye. Okay, love you, buddy. See you.
Love you, too. Have a good one.
I like this and you like that. It's just another review podcast. We pick a show, sit down and chat. Now listen to the start of our show, cause it's now.
Matt. Matt.
Matt.
Call